Show me your habits and I'll show you the type of life that you live. What's good? It's Rob Cressy and welcome to Built for the Game. And yesterday I did an IG reel on 24 habits to do in 2024. And I wanted to expand on it with a podcast version because there's a lot of gold and goodness in here as it relates to self-improvement and personal growth and creating better habits in your life. And before I get to the 24, if you're someone who wants to increase your accountability or take your habit tracking to the next level, go to robcressy.com/habit. I'll send you my free Google Sheets habit tracker. It's been very beneficial for me in designing habits that I want both in my life and my business and to do more of them in a very simple and accountable way. Once again, robcressy.com/habit. All right. Let's get this party started. Here are 24 habits I highly suggest you start doing in 2024 with little to no explanation. Number one, naked push-ups. Do them while the shower is warming up. This is one of those instances in which you're like, all right, I've got 30 seconds, maybe 47 seconds. You can either stand there and do nothing, or you can drop down and do 17 push-ups. Very simple thing, and yes, I actually do this. Number two, go 1 hour without your phone. Don't worry, you're not going to die. And this is something that's a challenge for me, so much so that it's in my Google Sheet habit tracker as something that I'm tracking because I do want to be intentional about not being on my phone for at least an hour a day. Number three, create a jar of awesomeness and write down when something awesome happens in your life. So step one, get a jar. Call your jar of awesomeness. Step two, grab a piece of paper and write down anytime something awesome happens. And then step three, whenever you want, open up that jar and pull out the little pieces of paper and the amazing things that have happened in your life. This is a very simple way to anchor in gratitude. Number four, start your day by saying, today is gonna be a great day. And this is actually something that I picked up from the movie Jerry Maguire. He said, the late great Dickie Fox said, this is gonna be a great day. Well, imagine this. Every single time you start your day, you plant that seed that today's gonna be a great day. Guess what happens? You have a lot more great days. Number five, create a compliment file and write down every time someone gives you a compliment. Then what I want you to do is read one of those every single day. And this is a game changer because so many people struggle or are challenged at being a gracious receiver of compliments. At the same time, many of us have negative self-talk or self-limiting talk that is not the more powerful version of ourselves. So what we can do to be both a better and more gracious receiver of compliments, as well as give ourselves more power in our identity, is to read the compliments that people give us, because those are the actual things that people are saying about us. Very simple, game changer when you do this. Number six, have a one song dance party every single day. I like to do mine at 12 o'clock. And this is just an easy way to integrate fun in what you're doing. Movement changes your body or your physical state. And music's a great way to get positive vibes and energy inside of you. Number seven, no social media for the first hour of the day. You're in control of how you start the day, not the world. And this is one that is a non-negotiable for me because it's so easy just to fall into the trap of jumping on your phone or jumping on your computer. But I can tell you from experience that when you audit your inputs and you're in control of how you start, it totally changes the rest of your day because the world will always be there with all the tweets, the Facebook posts, the TikToks, the Instagram videos. All of that's not going away anywhere. So the second you decide to turn it on, it'll be there. So how about we just give ourselves at least 1 hour first thing to start the day? Number eight, read a book for 30 minutes first thing in the morning. This guarantees that you are better today than you were yesterday. In this single habit, I attribute the most to my success and where I am right now. Because as I've shared before, Back in the day, I'm sitting there. I just left my corporate job where I made $250,000 a year. I went to zero. I audited the success habits of the most successful people in the world, the CEOs, the people that I aspired to be things, be like or do things like. And I kept hearing the average CEO reads 60 books a year. How many books was I reading? Zero. So if something's important enough, you will always find time to make it happen. When is there always time? First thing in the morning. So for the last, I don't know, decade plus, I've been reading a book first thing in the morning for 30 minutes every single day, weekends included. Rinse and repeat to 300 plus books, a growth mindset, and eventually developing yourself into a coach that helps other people. So, all right, number 9, speak, see, and feel your I am declarations to create your identity and powerful self-talk every single day. And this one right here is the most powerful thing that I have ever learned in my entire life. It is what my coaching is, one part of my coaching, and designing your best self by designing the self-talk and the identity of who you are. If you're someone who is curious about I am, a lot of people call them affirmations. I call them declarations because they're more powerful. If you're curious about this or you don't have this in your life, hit me up, rob@robcressy.com or @robcressy on social media. No hyperbole when I say this is the most important thing I've ever learned in my life. Number 10, practice gratitude by saying 3 things you are thankful for while brushing your teeth. This is nice and simple. So many things when it comes to creating habits, it can feel hard or, oh my God, where am I going to get the time, or it's so overwhelming. All right, let's just turn our toothbrush into a trigger. I brush my teeth in the morning. I brush my teeth at night. I wake up, grab that toothbrush, thankful for my wife, my son, my dog. Boom, there you go. And then you just rinse and repeat every single day. All right, next, number 11, read or listen to your goals every single day. I like to do this while walking the dog. I've talked about this previously where speaking your goals on camera is a game changer because now you can hear your goals in your voice and now you can look for those little micro moments in your life, walking the dog, at the gym, driving home from the gym where you've got 7 minutes, 12 minutes, 4 minutes and 27 seconds just to listen to your goals. Drip, drip, drip. This is one of those effortless effort things I talked about in a podcast a few episodes ago. Next one, number 12, visualize something from your vision board daily. Your mind moves towards what it is most familiar with. We all know what it's like to dream, but are you a professional at knowing how to visualize? In the podcast immediately before this one, it's called Vision Pro, and it's all about how to be a professional with creating your vision. Go and watch that one or listen to that one, but I'm telling you, the more you live in your dreams, the greater the chances of it coming true. Number 13, drink a glass of water first thing in the morning. It'll rehydrate your body and give you more energy. And this is a very simple one that I learned from Tony Robbins back in the day where scientifically, your body is just dehydrated when you wake up. So if you drink a glass of water first thing in the morning, it hydrates you and gives you more energy. I'm like, all right, that makes sense. I'm in. Takes 24 seconds, piece of cake. Number 14, send a message to 3 people a day, letting them know you are thinking about them. And I learned this one from Jesse Itzler. He calls this a 3-minute rule. You're in line at Starbucks or you're picking up your kids from school. You got a little time on your hands. Boom, take 3 minutes, reach out to 3 people, send some good vibes their way. Let them know you are thinking about them. Number 15, drink a green supplement. Most of us just don't eat enough veggies. I know for me, I don't eat probably what the standard recommendation of vegetables is. So I use First Form for all of my supplements. I go and get their green supplement, throw that bad boy into a glass of water, drink it, and there we go. That's my veggies. Nice and simple. One of the things that you're going to learn from listening to this podcast is sometimes simple and easy can actually be the thing that gets you to where you want to go. So this is just one of those things of I'm making an investment in my veggies just by drinking a green supplement. Number 16, try or do something new every single day. I absolutely love this one because as you get older, newness is something that doesn't happen as often, or you want to be more intentional about designing it into your life. Therefore, every single day I've sort of got a new prompt of try or do something new. Maybe you're walking a different direction. Maybe your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend says, hey, honey, try this thing. And this happens all the time with my wife. And she likes, we both like similar things, but also sometimes different. She's like, hey, try this. And even if I don't want to, I'm like, this is my opportunity to try something new. Be one of those people. New things, good things can happen from it. All right. Number 17, meditate to create space in your head. And one of the biggest things you learn about mindfulness and meditation is that there is no goal of it. And really the goal is just to remove yourself from all the noise of the world. And at no point in the history of the world has there been more things thrown at us from an information and knowledge standpoint. Therefore, being intentional about creating some space for some nothingness allows you to create some more peace of mind. And that's something that we would all love to have more of. Along these same lines, number 18, do morning pages, aka journaling. If you haven't read the book, Julia Cameron's The Artist Way. And the goal of this, get what's in your head out of your head. So often, both good and bad, we have thoughts that just keep going over and over and over again. Morning pages, once again, there is no goal of this. Just take what's in your head out of your head and move on so that we can get some new good stuff in there. Number 19, write one new idea a day. You never know where it might go. And of course, writing ideas is very simple and normal, and we all know how to do it. But imagine just creating a simple consistency practice where you write it down and you don't have to have an expectation for doing anything, but you never know where it might lead you to. Number 20, write down one thing you value about yourself every single day. Hashtag self-love. This is something that I recently just read a new book called, let me see if I can pull it up right here, Love Money, Money Loves You by Sarah McCrum. Highly, highly recommend it. It's all around the energy of money and creating this mindset for yourself of abundance. And one of the things that she talks about is to write down every single day one thing you value about yourself and then reread that. I'm currently in the middle of that practice and it has been a game changer. Number 21, plan your week ahead on Sundays. For me, this is a non-negotiable because the best in the world, we know where we're going. So let's just get a roadmap before we get there. Yeah, the course is going to change a little bit through the days and the week, but let's start with a foundation and build from there. Number 22, lay your gym clothes out the night before. It makes working out consistently easier. And I really learned this doing 75 hard when I'm waking up at 5 a.m. to go work out in Chicago in the negative 10 degree weather. And as you can imagine, that's the last thing that I want to do. So the way that I made it easier on myself is by making that first commitment, throw my workout clothes into the living room. So I have one less decision to make. And that creates the momentum because now you don't have to think about what am I going to wear or you're in the dark trying to figure this out. That's already been committed to because when I see those calls, I'm like, get them on, let's go. Number 23, work out every single day, even if it's just 4 push-ups in the bathroom. And this is something that is more for your mind. And another thing that I learned from Jesse Itzler is the mentality of no zero days. And what that means is you're not taking a zero in the bucket. And we all have the ability to do 7 jumping jacks, 4 push-ups, 2 air squats. And of course, doing that just gets you a non-zero for that. But at the same time, imagine if you just did 7 push-ups a day for 365 days of the year. There's 2,100 and some push-ups. Well, now all of a sudden that would matter. This is more about a mindset of not taking a zero. And for me, I'm just doing this for my mind so that I've got that awareness about working out. And number 24, say to yourself every single day, this is my best year ever. Because your best year ever is a mindset, a lifestyle, and a way of being. It doesn't mean that every single day and year is the day you bought a house or you had a baby or you got married. But you can't control the past and you can't control the future, and all we have is this moment. So let's create amazing moments every single day. And if you listened until this part here, I would love to hear from you. What is at least one habit you are going to stick to in 2024? You can hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Rob Cressy. Sending tons of good vibes your way. Hope you have yourself an amazing rest of the day.